Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
What's cracking, guys? Welcome back to the Cheekies and Chill podcast. I hope that you guys are having an amazing day, an amazing week. I had a great weekend, actually. I'm very happy. I feel very good. I haven't felt this good in a while. A lot has happened in the past couple of months, but I feel good, so I'm happy. I am a little nervous about this episode, though. This is something I've been wanting to talk about for a while, and I wanted to share with you guys. So here we go. Okay, so I'm going to talk about my dad, my biological father, in this episode. I wanted to share it because I truly believe that this can heal many people. I truly believe in the power of forgiveness. I have a whole freaking book on it, and it's something that I stand by. And I have decided that I want to go visit my dad in jail. Let me give you guys a bit of a backstory if you guys are new to the podcast, if you guys haven't read my books or you don't know too much about my personal life. But the reason my dad's in prison, it's not even jail, it's in prison, because he got 31 years, no chance of parole. And the reason he's in jail or in prison is because he sexually molested me when I was 8 years old. It was from, I remember, from 8 to 12. And he was on the run for 10 years. And in 2007, they caught him, actually in 2006. Then we went to court. We were on trial for a whole year. And he was sentenced. I believe he was found out of 9 counts. I believe from, I think 8 out of 9 counts or 9 out of 9. I don't remember exactly, but I just remember that entire year of having to go to court and talk about everything that happened in front of my mom, in front of my uncles, in front of my grandparents, in front of my then fiance, because I was also engaged a long time ago. But anyways, it was a lot, you guys. It was very traumatizing. And I hadn't seen my dad in 10 years because he, you know, was on the run since I was 12 years old. So having to relive all of that was very hard. And then also I didn't want to testify. I didn't want to testify because I have another sister, his daughter, and she's, I want to say around 25 or something like that. She's my sister Jenica's age, I believe, or younger. I don't remember. But regardless, he has a daughter. He had a wife. And I just felt like, oh, my God, like he's OK. Like he, I don't want to disrupt his life. But then my mom made me understand that it's something I had to do, that justice had to be served, you guys. And that's like something, it's out of my hands, you know. And she said, through you telling your story, you're going to be able to help others. So then my perspective completely changed. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go on there. Because it was hard. I was on, especially cross-examination, you guys, is fucking horrible. Because you're telling your lawyer, oh, this happened, but then comes his lawyer. And they try to trick you. And it was just so traumatizing. So when I was on the stand, I had to like just get off. And that's when I told my mom, I was like, outside of court, I was like, I don't want to do this. I'm not doing this. I'm done. Like, we're fine. It's been 10 years. Like, he's fine. We're fine. She's like, no, there's a reason why he got caught. So she made me understand. My mom was very supportive through the whole thing. I was a little embarrassed because back then I was like behind the scenes. I was behind the camera. And so I was just like, how am I going to talk about all this? Because it was a very, very, very public trial. So I was just embarrassed. It was so many different things. But regardless, I don't regret going through it because now I can talk about things like this. So anyways, that's just a little bit of the backstory, a whole lot of the backstory. But that's what happened. And now I feel ready to go visit him. And I submitted my application. And I've talked to him a couple times on the phone. My sister Jackie has a little bit more communication with him. And I know a lot of people have opinions about this topic. And I know that a lot of people have attacked my sister Jackie. And it hurts my feelings because that's my sister. I love her. And she has all the right to have a relationship with her dad. I don't think it ever happened to her. I did my best to protect my sister Jackie from it happening to her. She doesn't remember anything because for a long time I was like, why does she talk to him? Why does she want to have a relationship with him? He did this to me. Again, I wasn't healed. Now I'm healed. Now I feel better. Thank goodness for therapy and for my faith, you know? But now I'm like, who am I to take away my sister or keep that from her or take that from her, her having a relationship? If that's her prerogative. That's what she wants to do. And I'm okay with it now, you know? So I just feel like everyone should kind of just in that aspect, kind of just mind their own business and leave her alone. There's nothing wrong with her talking to my dad. And I know a lot of people are going to attack me. Why are you going to go visit your dad? Your mom wouldn't be okay with it. I'm going to tell you guys right now, I know my mother. I know my mother. I lived with her 26 years of my life. And I know my mom had a very forgiving heart. And even though my stepdad, Juan Lopez, Johnny and Jenica's dad, hurt her when he was still alive, my mom was at his bedside when he was passing. And then when he passed, my mom is a very forgiving woman. I know my mom would have said, okay, if that's what you want to do, she would respect me. And she would probably even go with me, you guys. I really, really feel it. But not only that, I am my own person. This happened to me. And if I'm okay with forgiving this person, why can't you guys be okay with it? I'm not saying everyone, because there are people that have said, I can't believe Chiquis forgave him and this and that. I've seen a lot of little things here and there, but I don't care. I feel that this is part of my healing, of closing that circle, of closing that chapter of my life completely. And I'm ready.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
When he reached out after my mom passed, I was upset. Again, I was in a very bad place. I was going through a lot then, and I was very upset when he reached out. And I was like, well, why now? Now that my mom's not here, he wants to talk to us. Now he wants to have a relationship. I was very defensive. But then when my sister spoke to him and she relayed the message to me, you know, because I was very vocal about me being upset, she said, no, I get it, sister. But he just says he felt very bad. Like, these kids are alone in this world. I'm in jail. Their mom passed away. Like, he felt like he needed to reach out. So then I was like, okay. I was a little bit better about the situation. I still wasn't completely open like I am now to go visit him. I know and I hear from my sister that he's a reborn Christian, that he's like, I think a pastor or does like Bible studies in there. And he's a barber. He's really is done a lot while being in prison. And I want to think that he's going to ask me for forgiveness because he never has. And he's never really admitted to doing it from what I hear. Again, I haven't talked to him. The times that I have talked to him on the phone, it was when I was getting married. He just said, hey, I just want to say, can I pray for you before, you know, you walk to the altar? And I said, yeah. And I let him. And then another time just to say hello. So I've never said, hey, dad, now do you know, ask me for forgiveness or I want to hear you. I feel like that's a conversation that needs to be had in person, which is why I'm going to take this step. So thank goodness for my partner, Emilio. He also is going to go with me. And the last time I was at a prison was freaking years ago, you guys. I want to say like 8 years ago. I haven't been to a prison in years. And the only reason I went the first time to go visit someone was because I was a witness at a wedding in prison. One of my friends, a boss B actually, was getting married to someone and she wanted me to be her witness. So I went. And I was there supporting her. And I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to feel. I was accepted. Emilio and I both were accepted to go and visit him. I know he's more open about it. And the crazy thing is I feel bad because his mom just passed. Both his parents have passed while he's been in there. And I don't know. I want to think that he's learned a lot. From what I hear, he has learned a lot. Again, like, his faith is like at the best it's ever been, at the highest. And I'm not gonna lie, I have thought about putting in a petition to help him come out sooner because he has a daughter, he has a wife. From what I hear, his wife has been by his side, and I think that's fucking admirable. I don't know. I feel bad, you know, but I know that I can't necessarily do that yet. I still have to take this step in seeing him in person and see if he really does admit to what he did and apologizes. You know, that's all I really need. I don't need to get into details. I don't know. I mean, and if this visit doesn't go that way, I think that I just would close that door and not worry about it anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I'd just be like, well, sister, if you still want to have a relationship with him, I'm okay with it. But if he doesn't tell me what I need to hear, then there's no reason to continue or to go visit him again, you know? And I don't know if I'm wrong for that, but that's just, I'm not going to waste my time or waste his, you know? I want to think that maybe he's ready now more than ever that his parents are in heaven, because maybe it's something he didn't want to admit to out loud because he doesn't want to hurt his family. Obviously, his family thinks that it didn't happen. They think that my mom put this in my head, that my mom made me say it, and that's absolutely false. I remember everything that happened. Unfortunately, I remember details, so no one put this in my head, especially not my mom. If anything, I'm so grateful that she believed me. She never questioned me. But I respect his decisions, and I don't I feel worried. I feel worried for him because I know when this whole thing happened, you know, especially in the beginning, like in jail, people do things. They freaking beat them up, child abusers, you know? So I know that he went through that and it hurts me. Like I don't want to cause him any more pain. You know what I mean? Like I really don't. Like, and that's why I'm kind of scared. I was afraid to talk about this because I'm like, shit, I don't want to like open this can of worms for him. Like if he's already finding his peace in there, you know, because I forgave him, you know, and I just want people to also forgive him. And just, it's no one else's like business, I guess. It's your business because I'm telling you guys, but I'm just saying like, no one should say what I should and shouldn't do. And you guys, or the people that are kind of like, oh my God, like F that, or Cheekies is wrong. Like, I guess, yes, you're entitled to your own opinion, yes. But at the end of the day, it's like, I just don't want to hurt him or his family any more than they've already gone through, you know? Because we all suffered. My family. He has suffered so much because, you know, he lost both his parents while being in there. I mean, I can't even imagine, you know, like not being able to give him a hug. And I guess I can because I wasn't able to give my mom a hug for like 2 months. So I guess I get it. So it just, maybe that's why it hurts me so much. But I just wanted to share this because I think it's so important, you guys. The power of forgiveness is so important and liberating for ourselves. It's a gift that we give ourselves, not to hold on to things like that, hold on to any resentment. And it helps us. It helps us fly and conquer and accomplish what we're meant to accomplish when we're able to just let go of the baggage. And I tell you guys this all the time. And I just felt that I wanted to express this and for you guys to help me pray, because I don't know when I'm going to go visit him. But when it happens, now that I'm accepted, I just want you guys to send me good wishes and your prayers that everything goes well. And may God's will be done when it comes to that. I saw a picture of him the other day. My sister took a screenshot because now in jail, like you have like a way of FaceTiming and the whole thing. It's crazy. He even has like a phone number. It's like the craziest thing. I haven't used it yet, but my sister sent me a screenshot when they were on a phone call. And it's crazy how much I look like him. It's freaking weird, especially because in my mind for so long, I was like, I don't have a dad. I don't have parents. Like my mom's not here. I don't have a dad. Like, but I'm like, wait a second, I'm going to be faced with, oh shit, I do have a dad. He is alive. He's here. Like, it's the craziest thing. Like we all, my siblings and I kind of had that in common where it's like, okay, we don't have parents physically. And that's kind of like, it's just this weird thing. I don't know. And then to see his gray hair and his gray beard, it's so crazy. Because I remember him with black, dark hair, and he was young and hip and he's aged, and it's just, I don't know, it's the craziest fucking feeling ever. I don't know. It makes me emotional because I'm just like, I don't know what the hell is going to happen. I don't know what I'm going to feel, but I know it's something I have to face, and I'm all about facing your fears. So this is something that kind of makes me nervous. It's nerve-wracking, but I know it's going to be really good for me to move forward, to become a parent, to get married, to just really close that chapter of my life.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles, because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
I don't know what's going to happen after that visit. I have really no idea. I'm really stepping into the unknown. I'm taking a leap of faith here. And now that I'm thinking about having kids, I mean, if all goes well in that conversation, maybe I'll be okay. I don't even know. I honestly don't even know. Like, I'm like, I was about to say, if I do have kids, would I be okay with my daughter or my son meeting him? I don't know. Damn, that's a good question. I mean, I guess it all just depends. It all just depends how I feel. I'm very intuitive. I feel people's vibes, and I would have to see. I know that my niece Jayla, the oldest one, wants to meet him. And Jackie asked me, how do you feel about that? And I said, I'm totally fine with that if you're okay with it. So I think she's going to meet him soon. But yeah, I mean, I guess it's something, I guess we'll have to cross that bridge when we get there, you know, as far as my kids meeting him. I don't know. He's in his late 50s now, and he's been in there for 17 years. And if I'm calculating correctly, he won't be out until 2038. That's a fucking long time. And I don't know if I'm crazy, but I just feel like, okay, if he already like repented, maybe, you know, like he can get out. And I don't know. Like, I feel like our justice system sometimes is like kind of twisted. And I feel like they gave him more time because it was such a public trial. I mean, who am I to say, right? But I've seen, and I watch a lot of Forensic Files, you guys, and I watch a lot of stuff, but people that have murdered people get 7 years and this and that, and I'm just like, I get it. Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I know it sounds weird because it happened to me, and yes, it was very traumatizing and affected me in many, many ways. I don't know if it's because I'm healed or what it is, but I just feel like it's a little unfair. I feel bad, and I don't know what that means, and I know people are probably going to think I'm freaking crazy. Or maybe it's the heart that my mom gave me. I don't know. I don't know. But I've always said this, like, he wasn't a bad dad. As weird as that fucking sounds, he wasn't. Like, he actually, like, when we would get in trouble, he'd sit us down and talk to us. Like, he wasn't one to, like, kick our butt, you know? It was just when night came, he was a different person. I'm not saying, and I'm not condoning it or excusing what he did, because it's absolutely 100% not right. But it's the weirdest thing because he was a good dad. It's so fucking twisted. I don't know. You know, for a long time, I was fine with not seeing him. I was okay with it. I was like, kind of like, okay, we don't have our mom. Johnny and Jenica don't have their dad. You know, I was kind of like, this is what it is. This is our life. But then as my sister, I would ask her, hey, have you talked to dad? Have you gone to visit him? She's like, yeah. And she would tell me stories and the things that they talk about. And she's like, he's so gentle, like the way he like, he's different. Like, I don't know. She's like, I don't remember the way he was before, but from what I hear and what I've heard about him, he's different. And it just kind of intrigued me. And it made me a little curious as to like, okay, well, ask him. I told her to ask him if he'd be okay with seeing me just to see what he said. And he said, yes, that he would be very nervous to see me. But that, yes, if I'm open to it, then he would be as well. So that's kind of how it happened. And then I just sat on it for a while and I was kind of like on the fence about it. And then little by little, reading books and reading stories about other people that have gone through what I've gone through sexual abuse, and how they, when they confronted their abuser, how liberating it was and how healing it was. So here I am feeling I'm healed, but I'm like, okay, imagine if I face this and I stop ignoring it, what it can do in my life, especially if I want to have kids, you know, and I want to become a mother. Like I want to be able to tell my child, hey, I did this. It's like something that's brewing within me. That's just like, I have to just let it out, sort of thing. You know, I have to go visit him. I have to go visit him and see where he's at mentally, and we'll go from there. But I did feel the need to share this with you guys and express these things, because again, this is my podcast, this is where I feel safe. And I love having these one-on-one conversations, just me, the mic, and you guys, you know. But yeah, I know it's going to be a little weird for people, but I do feel 95% healed from this. And this 5% that's missing is just having this conversation with him and seeing where he is, where his headspace is, where his heart is. And we'll see. All right, well, this was a heavy one, but like always, I thank you guys for listening, for tuning in to Cheekies and Chill. I am very grateful to have this space. I'm grateful for you guys, each and every single one of you guys. Tell your friends about the podcast, okay? Spread the word, spread the love, spread the wisdom. I love you guys so much, and I will catch you here on the next episode of Cheekies and Chill, or Dear Cheekies, all right? Okay, besos.
This is a production of iHeartRadio and My Cultura Podcast Network. Follow us on Instagram at My Cultura Podcasts and follow me, Chiquis, that's Chiquis. For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
There are a lot of things that matter to me: family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say, nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.